Hey, Papa Colin, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with racing cars. Once upon a time, there were racing cars of all colors. There was a red one, a blue one, a green one, a pink one, an orange one, a violet one, and even a brown one. They were having fun with each other. Obviously, they spent their time racing for nothing. The first arrival behind this tree, the first that goes around the roundabout, the first that arrives at the top of the hill, etc. All this made a lot of noise and disturbed the neighbors. So all the cars got equipped with a silent exhaust. It was not yet completely calm, but it already made less noise and more silence. One day, while they were in the middle of a race, which would first cross the white line of victory, one of them lost a wheel. It was the one everyone called Orange. Indeed, she was all orange. Even her tires, instead of being black, were orange. It goes without saying that she did not finish the race and ended up in the ditch, having narrowly avoided a tree. It must be said that the tree, having seen it coming, made a side jump to avoid it. Papa Colleen, you're starting with your nonsense again. A tree has been planted in the ground, so it can't jump. You're really talking nonsense. Yes. But, well, we just have to say that it's a magic tree. The race car has already lost its wheel, so if in addition it rushes into a tree, it would be a big accident. Okay? Yeah. Fine. But be careful not to say false things anyway. So, our orange, the car, huh, not the fruit, had one wheel missing, and obviously for a racing car, it's immediately much more difficult to drive and even more to finish the race. Fortunately, her comrades stopped immediately and Mr. Thee, the most talented chief mechanic of the whole country, came to tow her. The blue took the orange wheel in her trunk to the garage, which was not so far. Mr. Thee reset the wheel without too much problem after having changed the brakes, done the oil change, replaced the shock absorbers, repaired the bumper, and straightened the headlights. It must be said that Mr. Thigh could not let go of a car, especially a race car, with the slightest concern. It was for that reason that everyone brought him their car. After a good night's rest, the tires have to rest, the engine has to fall asleep in order to go racing. Otherwise, we won't risk coming first. So, after a good night's rest, Orange left her house, all repaired and ready to face any of her comrades. But first she went to see Blue to thank her for carrying her wheel. Otherwise, it would have been difficult to put it back in place. Of course, just after the thanks, they proposed to test the wheel and to do a race. It was Orange who won, without even being out of breath. She wondered why and understood that Mr. Thigh had lightened his bodywork, lubricated her engine, and put a secret ingredient in her tank. She promised herself to go see him to thank him too. Blue was not sad to lose, but rather quite happy to see that her comrade Orange was again in great shape. After their race, they joined Violet, Pink, and Red to resume the previous day's race. When Orange passed by the tree, she did not see him applaud.
Papa Colleen, what did we say?
Ah, yes, sorry. But, well, he did clap anyway because he didn't need to jump aside. They all finished the race without technical problems, and guess which one won? The orange?
Yes! Bravo! How did you guess?
Well, it was easy. She had slept well, and she had the secret ingredient of Mr. Thigh. Yes, that's right. They all congratulated each other for this superb race and promised to meet again the next morning to see which one would arrive first at the top of the mountain to see the sun rise. A new peaceful night passed, and the next day, while it was still dark, all the cars found themselves at the entrance of the village. It had been decided to start the race further away, so as not to wake everyone up. They turned on their headlights. Obviously, those of Orange were orange, but those of Blue and the others were white. They slowly started the path towards the mountain and arrived at the tree. Papa Colin, ah no, not once more.
Ah, no, it's not the magic tree. It's his brother. He's not magical. He doesn't jump aside. He just spins in the air.
Papa Kaylin, you're really talking nonsense.
Yes, well, finally. When they arrived at the tree, they started the race and left so quickly that the tree sneezed and could not even see which one won and saw the sunrise. It is assumed that it is orange. And there you have it, the story of racing cars. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.